Waking Up with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning. Star Winner 2.5.
So, you might have heard that the bar restaurant here in Des Moines, Sam Betty's, their owner passed away unexpectedly.
Yeah.
His name's Paul. Last week, I think it was. Well, it's just a coincidence, but, you know, my wife and I had, we decided a little while back that we were going to, when we went out to eat, just the two of us, or sometimes with the kids, we were going to pick places that we have never been to together here in town.
Okay.
We have a lot of our old school favorites, and we've done certainly plenty of chains and new places, and that's all good. But we were thinking more along the places that we've driven by a million times.
Right.
Always thought, never been there.
Yes.
Or we'd never been there together.
Mm-hmm.
So we, let's do it. So it just so happened to be, the other night, we went to Sam Betty's.
Ooh, all right.
But unbeknownst to us that Paul had passed away. And I never got a chance to meet him, but from everything you've heard, seemed like he was a really great guy, and he and his wife Susan, you know, have a really great business going over there, and it's been around in Des Moines for a long time. But we were there, so we went Saturday night. It was kind of actually I hadn't been feeling very well, and so we just decided kind of last minute to go. We got there pretty late.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we walk in and they were doing karaoke. And everybody was having, it just seemed like a really nice, fun place.
Awesome.
But, you know, it was kind of weird because after a while, we kind of looked at each other and we said, do you get the feeling that we're the only two people in the place that don't know, know everyone else?
You're not a regular.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, we, not that no one was being rude or it wasn't like that. It was just everybody was very, you know, chummy with each other. And we were like, wow, this is really clearly a place where everybody knows your
regulars,
name,
right? Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And well, I think, you know what, we kind of just walked in on an informal wake, I think is kind of what happened.
Yeah, I think,
and,
so.
You know, but you know, at the end of the night, our waitress, we were sitting at the bar and she was bartending and waiting on us, and she was clearly upset. And she said to us, she says, I'm really sorry, our owner passed away this week. And we were like, oh, okay. now it all is making sense. But she was like, I hope it, you know, you've had a good time anyway, but please come back and, you know, and try us on a time. So, but anyway, there was nothing wrong with it. The steak sandwich was great. I had there's nothing wrong with the service. It was just, had no idea what we had walked in on. And then, you know, I've been reading and seeing all this stuff about Paul and the restaurant and the bar and everybody, and just what a nice little community it had been for all these years. And I'm just sorry we never got there and got a chance to meet him, because he sounds like he's one of those guys that talks to everybody. And
right.
So anyway.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's one of those where, you know, I mean, the show must go on. I'm sure he'd want the doors to stay open and he'd want the business coming in.
Yeah, and they do have a GoFundMe page and stuff going. So, I mean, I'm sure if you are, you know, a regular, you probably know about it. But if not, good place to go check out. You know, good bar food, good customers, good people.
Yeah, I like your idea, though, about finding places you haven't been
before. We've been having a good time with it.
Yeah.
We've probably gone to about
a
half dozen
ruts.
So far. Well, that was our thing.
Yeah.
You go to the same places.
Which we love.
Yeah.
Just,
it's good to wander out.
You know, the city this size with so many places, especially some of these places that have been around 30, 40 years.
Yeah.
It's like we should have tried these by now.
See, I think that list of restaurants, I would just follow wherever you and your wife went a week later.
I've never been
to Noah's, and I've never been to Jesse's Embers.
Well, those were our mainstays. So
yeah.
we have been there a lot over the years. But yeah, we've
drive by them.
Well, that's what it was. It was like, you know, never been there. Let's stop there. And we're having a good time doing it. It just so happened to be just completely coincidence
that weekend.
Went there this last weekend. So we're certainly sorry to, you know, to hear about what you're all going through that knew him and part of that community. But yeah, I would say if you get a chance,
head over.
Check them out.
I like it.
Taking the stress out of the morning routine.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.